Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Riots in L.A., of course, that's the big story of the day. And actually, as part of talking to Sheriff Bobby Schultz, we will get into that. So let's bring the sheriff on right now. Good morning, Sheriff. How you doing?
Doing great, Bob. Thanks.
Hey, you obviously are aware of what's going on. Riots in L.A., these things could be spreading. Word of some leftist groups in Florida promising to take it to the streets. This may be in the Tampa area, most likely, if it does occur. But these things could be spreading. I guess let's start with this. When you watch the videos and gather this information, what force can law enforcement use against things like Molotov cocktails and bricks and rocks? I mean, aren't these lethal weapons? Couldn't they take and use a lethal response?
You know, I've been watching these riots. It's sparked a lot of debate with law enforcement. And the answer to your question isn't just, very simple. There's lots of narratives in there. And then you could talk to any attorney and probably some law enforcement and get a different perspective. But Florida statutes clearly show us, law enforcement, what we can and can't do to use force. Specifically in Florida statutes, it's on our justifiable use of force. It's Chapter 776. It talks about when we can use deadly force. Now, obviously, common sense would prevail is if you're in a riot situation and there's a skirmish line and people's hurling things from areas that you can't see. What separates us from Afghanistan and Iraq and or Iran is we just don't shoot into the crowd. You can't do that. I think in situations where something's isolated and you're cornered up as a law enforcement officer and they're beating you, throwing things at you, my take on it is you would be justified to use deadly force or whatever force necessary to control the situation. But luckily, in the state of Florida, you know, we have good law enforcement, and we're prepared as much as you can be for these things. When I was Florida Sheriff's Association president in 2020 and 2021, I helped Governor DeSantis push the anti-riot bill. And I believe one of the best ways to stop some of these issues is be ahead of it, and Florida's ahead of it. The governor and the state legislature, Chuck Clemens was there, Jennifer Bradley was there, Senator Bradley. It clearly tells them what's going to happen. This isn't going to be a California thing where you can burn whatever you want to burn down. You can loot whatever you want to loot. You can, but you're going to be met with a lot of stiff penalties, and we're going to get you. And then secondly, law enforcement in Florida is prepared. I've read some stuff here that there's lots of protests planned throughout the state of Florida. Some close, some not so close. And you deal with that with quick reaction and overwhelming force and don't play with them. I think everybody that's listening to your show would agree that we have the right to peacefully assemble and voice our concerns. That's one of the things that America is brilliant at. But what we're not so brilliant at is when you have these agitators who have, they could care less about what ICE is doing in their areas. All they care about is chaos. And we got an answer for that. And we will, if it happens in this area, law enforcement will band together. If something happens close by, you can rest assured that if it goes, if a peaceful protest turns into a riot situation, looting, it'll be handled. It'll be handled swiftly. And somebody, it won't be a catch and release. It will, their behinds are going to jail and they'll stay there until a judge tells them otherwise.
Yeah, that's a whole other issue. You've got people that don't fear the law because even if they are arrested, which is rare, you've got DAs like in L.A. that it's a revolving door. They're going to let them off with a slap of the wrist so that they can be back out throwing rocks at the cops the next day. We're blessed here. We got Governor DeSantis. Could you imagine operating under a Governor Newsom or a mayor like the mayor that's out there in Los Angeles, where they actually blame the cops? You're escalating it. Just let these people blow off steam is what we heard, like in Baltimore years ago, right?
It is, and I've seen there's a sheriff at L.A. County who was refusing to cooperate. And my personal opinion is, I don't know what the laws are in California, but in Florida, if I'm refusing to do my job as a duly elected constitutional or appointed, my behind would be removed from office very quickly. And when you see people like Congressman Waters out there taunting our National Guardsmen for no other purpose than to get a quick clip or quick clickbait, they're not furthering anything other than empowering people to come out, and if a congressman can be an idiot, then I can be an idiot too. Well, you certainly can, but I think in the state of Florida, if somebody was to be that repulsive and that disgusting, it doesn't matter what your name is. If you're involved in that type of activity, if it's illegal, then you'll be arrested. And then on her case, if one of our congressmen, which we would never do that here, was to act stupid and get involved, then they won't be voted in. And if they cross the line, they'll be arrested. It didn't matter what their name is.
It seems like these Antifa types, these anarchists, however you want to label them, they operate a lot like terrorists do. I mean, take a page out of the Hamas playbook. You hide within and behind citizens, and then you wreak havoc from that position, making it extremely difficult for law enforcement because there's people that otherwise may be peacefully protesting, but these people sneak their way in. But when a crowd is told to disperse, and you've got these, the shock bang things and all that going off, I mean, you're telling people it's time to go, whether they're there constitutionally or not. It has changed into something else. Don't they have a duty, the citizens have a duty, to leave the area?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because yes, they have every right and expectation if they showed up in Trenton, Florida, and to protest and to, give the counterpoint to whatever problems they have. And a lot of people, good citizens, they'll participate in that. But once things go awry, and anybody with any common sense can see when it's about to go bad, because you're always going to have that one dummy that's going to push the envelope. And sometimes law enforcement can get to them and extinguish that pretty quickly, or they can't. Once they see they can't, it's time to go pack up the kids and get in the car and go home, because you're only making things worse. This is a playbook that's done throughout all over. I mean, in Afghanistan, that's what they do. They set bombs up and put kids around them, and you'd feel comfortable. Like, oh, they're just kids. And then next thing you know is everybody's getting blown up. Kind of a crude analogy, but that's what they do. They want the good people to be there to protect them so they can do, one, it looks like they have more people in their cause than what they really have, the violent stuff. And two, it protects them. And, I pray it doesn't happen in our area. It would be tough in our general area, in North Central Florida, if you had a mass protest here. But I have a lot of confidence in law enforcement in our area. We band together. Our governor's already shown that he's willing to do whatever it takes to stop these things. And I would pray that our state attorney's offices and our judges will hold those individuals accountable, because nothing says, I won't do this again, like a couple years in jail and a huge, huge fine.
Well, they it certainly would prevent him from flying around the country and being involved in these things. And it's basically what I think there's a core group that's absolutely what they're doing. Sheriff, yep. Always a pleasure.
Pleasure's all mine. Thank you. And y'all be safe, Bob.
You be safe. We appreciate it. Gilchrist County Sheriff Bobby Schultz on the Bob Rose Show.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.